especially since we're raised in a Romanian culture with such a strong work background and ethics. We learn one thing from our parents. If we learn one thing, is that they're hard workers, right? But what I mean, work can be a distraction. I'm not just referring to a job. I mean everything from a job to leading a youth group or Bible study or anything. It's so easy to get caught up in our duties. But most important thing is that we do everything for the Lord. Okay? So let's open our Bibles. Let's read Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Luke chapter 10, I put it up there. Luke chapter 10, 38 to 42. Martha and Mary. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village. And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." So we can have great motives behind our work, but sometimes we let work become more important than listening to Jesus. Is that right? And this is what Jesus was trying to tell Martha. Don't let work be a distraction to you. Mary was at Jesus' feet trying to do what? What was Mary trying to do? Listening, serving Jesus, while Martha was being distracted by her work. You guys paying attention? Number 7, our hobbies. Everyone has hobbies. I have many of them. Some of them are watching sports, exercising, swimming. If I have some time, I like to play some basketball. But a dangerous thing about these hobbies is that they can consume a lot of our times. Okay? However, hobbies can provide great opportunities if we use them for God's purposes. For example, we can play sports with people to develop relationships. God wants us to have relationships and create opportunities for Bible conversations. Okay? Number 8, blessings. This is a very easy distraction to fall into. It can be so easy to pray for a specific thing over and over again, but forget about spending time with God. We can very easily start treating God like a vending machine, right? Yes. When we want something, we just go to Him, but we don't follow Him with the rest of our lives. Do you remember the verse in Matthew 6 where it says, where Jesus tells us to first seek the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well? You guys remember that? It's not first seek all other things, and then when we get around it, we can seek the kingdom of God. It's not that, it doesn't work that way. So desiring a blessing from God more than desiring God Himself can become a distraction. Okay. Number 9. Our pastors or our youth leaders, our church leaders. Do you think that our pastors or our church leaders can be a distraction from us as well? I think they can definitely be one. What I'm referring to is that we can easily be dependent upon our leaders. This can be a really deadly interference between your walk with God. It's not our pastors or our church's leaders' responsibility to feed us all. We need to be spiritually healthy. We need to work at it ourselves as well. Okay? A lot of people fall into this habit of only getting teaching or reading the Bible on a Sunday morning or Saturday night, or Thursdays when we have service. This could be like only eating once a week. I don't know about you guys, but if I don't eat every day, my body becomes really weak. If we did this, we would be horribly malnourished, okay? Spiritually. And sadly, this is the case for many of us spiritually. Number 10. Is everyone paying attention? Good. Ourselves. The last one on the distraction and possibly the most likely to distract us is ourselves. We are by nature sinful, and if we live by our nature, we will not get close to God. That's why we need to die to ourselves and live in Christ, just like Paul tells us in Romans 6:11. So let me read Romans 6:11. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and live to God in Christ Jesus. Why? Because, next chapter, chapter 7, verse 15 to 21. But no matter what we do, there will be a constant battle with ourselves between the spirit and the flesh. I'm going to read it, you guys, Romans chapter 7, verses 15 to 21. So we can better understand what I'm talking about. 7:15 through 21. And I chose the English standard version because it's much easier to understand. So you guys have to pay attention to what I'm saying right now because it can get confusing. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not want what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. Verse 21, so I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. So what Paul is trying to tell us is that we are always at a constant battle with ourselves between the spirit and the flesh. And that's why we need to constantly allow God to search our heart and purify it. Just like the psalmist says, Psalm 139, I'm going to read it to you guys. Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. This is what the psalmist reminds us. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the everlasting. Amen. Okay, so to summarize the distractions that I mentioned to you guys, to start off the year, number one, money. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strained from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through many sorrows. Number two, media. You should have no other gods before me. Anything that comes between you and God, anything that takes its place as number one in our hearts is what? An idol. A distraction. Number three, church and relationship. Pretending to be perfect, making us feel that we're right with God. That can be a distraction. Number four, relationships. Remember that God calls us to love one another, so when we do, it's an act of obedience to Him. But don't forget about God in the process. Number five, routines. Does God have a place in your daily schedule? Are you prioritizing yourself, starting the day with Him first? Number six, work. We can have great motives behind our work, but sometimes we let work become more important than listening to Jesus. Number seven, hobbies. Our hobbies can be shared with others to create relationships and develop opportunities to share the gospel. Number eight, blessings. Desiring blessings from God more than desiring God Himself. That can be a distraction. Number nine, new life pastors, our church leaders. It's not our pastors or our church leaders' responsibility to feed us all. We need to be spiritually healthy. We need to work on it ourselves as well. And number 10, ourselves, understand that we are sinful nature, and we need to get rid of ourselves and allow God to take control. Okay? So, we're all shattered plates, and the reason we're Kathleen, can you put it back to the first slide? First slide tonight? Okay, so, we're all shattered plates, and this because we cheat God every day, we don't trust Him. Just like the video said 3 weeks ago when I shared it, you cheated on me, you didn't trust me, you sinned, and you cut yourself off from me, and although you are still alive, you are slowly dying. So you look for other things to fill the void, but nothing works, and it just kills you faster, and it separates us more and more. And that's why we need Christ. And I pray that God will help us this year as well. And I pray that we do our part and allow God to work in our lives and not create these 10 distractions between God and us. Okay? God bless you guys.